Good morning. I would like to consider a passage of Scripture found in the book of Romans, verses 1 to 8. The Scripture says, "What shall we say, then, that Abraham our father, as pertaining to the flesh, hath found? For if Abraham were justified by works, he hath whereof to glory, but not before God. For what saith the Scripture? Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. Now to him that worketh is the reward not reckoned of grace, but of debt. But to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. Even as David also describeth the blessedness of the man unto whom God imputeth righteousness without works, saying, Blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven, and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute sin." If there has ever been a message that will settle the heart of one made sensitive by the Spirit of God to the surety of salvation, it's this: justification by grace through faith. Many are the struggles, and often are the doubts, when it comes to looking to self for some evidence of hope toward God. Establish this thought in your mind. If you ever begin to look for some proof within yourself, by yourself, you'll not look long before finding that you've come up short, and you have truly no grounds for peace before God. All eternity for every man rests right here. If anything is the issue, this is it. As Job asked, "How should man be just with God?" In light of this, everything else pales. If I be not right before Him, everything else is wrong too. Now, in the book of Romans, in this fourth chapter, Paul asked this question: "What shall we say then that Abraham our father, as pertaining to the flesh, hath found?" Or the question could be better asked: "What has Abraham found that his flesh could do or could produce as far as being just before God?" The point in dispute is how a man is justified before God. Now, all had admitted, that is, Jew and Gentile, that Abraham was justified. But how was he justified? What can we conclude that Abraham, as pertaining to his flesh, hath found or attained? Did Abraham find that he had attained justification according to something that his flesh could produce? Well, in the second verse of that fourth chapter, Paul answers that question and says, "For if Abraham were justified by works," and he wasn't, the conclusion would be, "He hath whereof to glory," that is, before himself or before others. But the Scripture says in the last part of that second verse, "but not before God." Look in Luke chapter 16, and in the 15th verse, the Scripture says, "And he saith unto them," that is, the Lord Jesus Christ, "Ye are they which justify yourselves before men, but God knoweth your hearts. For that which is highly esteemed among men is abomination in the sight of God." No man can appear confidently before Almighty God and boast of having done all that is required of him for salvation. For this answer, Paul appeals to the highest source, the Scripture. What saith the Scripture in our third verse? "Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness." The Scripture is our foundation of faith. It's the rule of faith. It's the source of all information concerning God, concerning sin, concerning salvation, and eternal life. The Scripture in Romans 4, verses 20 to 22, the scripture says, concerning Abraham, he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform, and therefore it was imputed to him for righteousness. But doesn't James, in the second chapter, in the 21st verse of that book, say that we're justified by works? Is there a contradiction in Scripture? Absolutely not. Paul, in the book of Romans, is talking about justification before God. James is talking about the evidence of our justification, that is, faith, before men. Paul was writing to those who trusted in their works for salvation and told them, you're justified totally by the grace of God through faith. That means faith grasps hold of that which Almighty God has done. James, on the other hand, was writing to those who denied that there was any necessity of obedience. It was not Abraham's faith that justified him. It was the object of his faith, the Lord Jesus Christ. It was not faith that hung on a cross and died for God's elect. It was Christ. It was not faith that walked before the law of God and obeyed for the people of God perfectly before God's law. It was Christ. It's not faith that is ascended up into heaven who makes intercession for the people of God. It's Christ. Justified by faith is to say we're justified freely, that is, without a cause in yourself. It was counted because Abraham believed God concerning that which God had said about the Lord Jesus Christ, putting away the guilt of all God's people. That, the object of his faith, is what was counted to him for righteousness. It was imputed. That means to regard something as being so. To lay something to one's charge and treat that person accordingly. In the 17th verse of this fourth chapter, the latter part of that verse says, even God, who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were. It produces a standing before Almighty God's law that is perfect for one reason and one reason only. It's because Almighty God has taken the guilt of his elect and placed it upon Christ, and the Lord Jesus Christ, under the judgment of God, paid the debt. The wages of sin is death. God will in no wise clear the guilty. God does not just wink at sin. He judges sin. But then the righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ that he earned as a man, as the representative of his people, that righteousness is charged to God's elect. It is just charged to them. It's imputed to them. Justification is the way that God views a man based on the merit of Christ's righteousness. Justification consists of three things: the imputation or the charging of the merit of Christ's obedience to the law to a people that God has everlastingly loved. Secondly, it's the imputation or the charging of that people's guilt to him for the remission or the punishment of their sins. And thirdly, it's the restoration of the favor and blessedness of the fellowship with God that was forfeited by sin. If faith itself was the reason for our justification, we could boast in that. We would say, we've not done much, but at least we believed. And we would glory in that. To the man that does something in his mind to merit God's favor, that's not a gift. It's a debt That's owed to him. Romans chapter 11, verses 5 and 6. Even so then, at this present time, also there is a remnant according to the election of grace. And if by grace, then it is no more of works. Otherwise, grace is no more grace. But if it be of works, then it is no more grace. Otherwise, work is no more work. It's not that God's people have no good works. They do. We're saved unto good works. But they do not do their works in order to obtain salvation. They work in obedience to that which Almighty God has done for them. As stated before, justification is that which Almighty God does for the ungodly. That's what that fifth verse says in our fourth chapter. But to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. And as I stated before, that means the object of his faith, that one unto whom his faith looks. God justifies those that are ungodly. Now in the 6th to the 8th verse, Paul deals now with one other, David. He had been dealing with Abraham. And David, in those last few verses, says, also described the blessedness of the man unto whom God imputed righteousness without works. David speaks of that man which is accepted totally in the righteousness of Christ, in the Beloved, and not in his own works. Blessed, David said, are they whose iniquities are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Those that have their sins cast as far as the east is from the west, cast into the depth of the sea, remembered by God no more. Those whose sins are covered from what? From divine justice. Blessed, happy is the man to whom God will not reckon or charge or impute sin. That man, that woman, will appear before God without fault, without blame. That man is justified, accepted in Christ. In the book of Jude, and verse 24, the scripture says, now unto him, that is God, that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. If you would like to hear more concerning this message of the free and sovereign grace of God in the salvation of God's people, tune in again next Sunday morning at 7:45 on this station. Also, I would like to invite you at this time at 8 o'clock to turn to WNAB Channel 58 in Nashville and hear a message by Brother Henry Mahan of the 13th Street Baptist Church in Ashland, Kentucky. Until next week, thank you for tuning in.